This spring, the ideological balance of Wisconsin's Supreme Court is up for grabs. Four candidates are running to replace conservative Justice Patience Rogensack, who is part of a 4-3 conservative majority. Two of those four candidates will advance past the February 21st primary to the general election on April 4th. Candidates took part in a forum yesterday put on by WIS Politics, where they shared their judicial visions and weighed in on some key issues in the state court system. Emily Fannin is the state politics and government reporter for CBS 58 in Madison. She co-moderated yesterday's candidate forum. I talked to her earlier today. She joined us from the state capitol building. Before we meet the candidates, can you set the stage for us with what's at stake in this big state Supreme Court election?
Well, of course, as we just wrapped up one big election, statewide election in November, everyone is now has their all eyes set on this state Supreme Court race. And what's really at stake is a lot of issues that we've already seen the state's high court already weigh in on, things like redistricting when it comes to the use of ballot drop boxes. And of course, the big lingering question going forward is when, as many are expected, the state's criminal abortion ban to be heard eventually before justices this year. Of course, that issue is still in the lower courts, but many people predict, just as the Attorney General Josh Call does, is that the justices will have some big decisions depending on reproductive rights in the near future.
Now, this is officially a nonpartisan election, meaning the candidates don't run as a Republican or a Democrat. In practice, we always know who the conservative-backed and liberal-backed candidates are. Let's touch base, starting with the two who have been more or less backed by the conservative side of the state. Who are those two candidates?
So those two candidates are former state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, who is one conservative, and the other one is Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Duro. She, of course, presided over the Waukesha parade trial and her became very famous for her how she kind of handled that case. So she's trying to go off of her experience with that. Meanwhile, Daniel Kelly, even during the forum that we held this week, he also kind of reminded voters that, you know, I've already been in this position. He served 4 years on the bench. It was then Governor Scott Walker who had to fill a vacancy and appointed him then, but he lost in 2020 to a liberal leaning candidate who is now serving on the bench.
And then we've got two candidates in this primary who are seen as backed more by Democrats and liberals. Who are they?
Right. That is Everett Mitchell, who is currently a Dane County judge, and Janet Protasiewicz, who is a currently a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge. Those are the both of the two liberals who had some interesting, highlights during yesterday's forum. But I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah, let's get into that forum now. Now, it's tough with judicial candidates sometimes to get them to say anything, because the right. argument is, well, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to be a judge. I might have to hear this case. That said, one of the things you tackled is, as you mentioned, those redistricting maps. What were candidates willing to say about what they thought of the current state of affairs?
Right. I will say some were a little bit tight-lipped and others were not, which were the two liberal candidates. Now, it's important to note that every candidate up there did pledge to be fair and impartial if elected. But we know there's a lot of outside money that is poised to be spent. And I'm talking millions of dollars invested in this race that will be coming from the state Democrat and Republican Party. So while they say they're going to be fair and impartial, some of the highlights that we heard is the liberal candidates, Mitchell and Protasiewicz, both indicated on how they might rule on controversial issues such as abortion and redistricting. Specifically, I would say Protasiewicz was one of the most outspoken on there, calling the current maps that were enacted by the Supreme Court, called them rigged. And she said that a few times, really just letting people know that I don't think this is fair. And, you know, she said those are her values, but that was a clear sign that of how she might rule if she was elected to the bench. Now, Mitchell also said those maps are, you know, unfair right now. They don't fairly represent everyone, kind of comparing the differences between statewide elections and legislative and congressional races across Wisconsin.
Talking to Emily Fannin, state politics and government reporter for CBS 58 in Madison. She co-moderated yesterday's candidate forum featuring the four candidates in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court primary this election season. You asked candidates also about what they think a bad decision was by the U.S. Supreme Court decision. I think even maybe the worst decision. What kind of things did they point to?
So we had Mitchell and Protasiewicz both talk about Roe v. Wade being overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. They specifically answered that question. Now, we did not see Judge Durow did not answer that question, but we did reference in her question to her in her judicial appointment application. She did cite the overturning of a 2003 anti-sodomy law in Texas as the work decision by the high court. Meanwhile, Kelly referenced a 2005 decision where the court ruled that the government has this authority to take privately owned land and turn it over to a private developer. So he stood by that. Durow didn't really answer the question when we mentioned what she wrote in her application. And that was also something we saw kind of throughout the forum, that she kind of had prepared scripted remarks in front of her. And when we asked about specific cases, even about, say, Second Amendment rights, she didn't answer, but then kind of went back to her talking points of how she plans to be, you know, fair and impartial if she were to be elected.
Now, Emily, it's no secret elections here in Wisconsin can get a little bit heated. How would you describe the tone of the candidates and the way they talked to and about each other at this forum?
Well, when I watch these forums and when I listen back to them too, you try to find those aha moments. Now, this wasn't really a debate style, so we didn't see any of the candidates really take jabs at one another. The only highlight that I did see was Kelly did kind of knock Protasiewicz for when she said that her values, when she mentioned that the redistricting maps were rigged. So Kelly kind of took a dig at her, saying, if someone is already talking about their values, we already kind of know how they're going to rule on a specific case. But other than that, everyone kind of kept to their same talking points. I will say during opening remarks, that was kind of, I would say, one of the strongest from all candidates, because, not a lot of people, we have a lot of political Whigs and politicos and here at the state capitol, a lot of people that are really invested in this race. But, voters just got done with November's election. So I think now that they're getting kind of a sense of where these candidates stand and what their, issues are and what their campaign's all about, I think it's now going to start gaining a little bit more traction for people to kind of learn a little bit more about the candidates ahead of the February 21st primary.
Emily, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Fannin is the state politics and government reporter for CBS 58 in Madison. I talked to her earlier today about the race for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. She joined us from the state capitol. You can find a link to the video of the candidate forum we mentioned there, which Emily co-moderated. We've got a link at WPR.org/Central Time. That's WPR.org/Central Time.